Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about opportunities for youth in the 4-H Horse Project. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, now that the livestock shows have come to an end, what can 4-H'ers do with other animals, such as horses?
Well, Amy, there's a lot of opportunities for youth to really get involved with their horses, and really it's something that they can be involved with throughout the year. On both the north and the south ends of the state, just about any weekend, there's some type of an open horse show and even some youth horse show circuits within the state where youth can get out and participate. But today we're going to focus on opportunities that youth can be involved with in the 4-H shows.
And how does someone get involved in 4-H, particularly the horse project?
The best thing to do is to go to your local extension office and set up a meeting, or just stop by and talk to the extension agent who has livestock and horse responsibilities. If you visit with that person, they should be able to give you lots of information about things you can do with your horse, and also even some educational things that you can do related to the horse project.
So after signing up in 4-H, if a young person has a horse, what types of classes can 4-H'ers participate in?
The door is pretty wide open here. We have some of the types of classes that you would think of when you think about maybe a typical horse show. You've got your speed events. We've got a lot of ranch classes, which are really, really, really popular. We've got a lot of classes that involve youth working with cattle and goats and other types of livestock. We've got our western top riding classes, our hunter classes. And those are some of the classes that are on the ground and also where they jump fences. We offer a couple of dressage classes, saddle and gaiter classes, and even classes for miniature horses. So we pretty much have the gamut of any type of horse you have. We've got some type of class for it to be able to be shown in.
Okay, so besides showing a horse, what else can 4-H'ers do in the horse project?
Well, one thing that I like to emphasize are the educational aspects of any of our projects. So if we think about our horse project, now, we've got 6 key educational contests, and those include horse judging, horse quiz bowl, hippology, and then we have 3 horse communication contests. We have a horse public speaking contest, a horse individual presentation contest, and a horse team presentation contest. So all the things that the young person learns about their horse through the horse project, they can apply to these educational contests and try to represent their county at state competitions and maybe even going further. There's also some other opportunities for youth to be involved in horse art and horse photography. So even if you don't own a horse, but you're into photography or into art, designing furniture, designing all types of stuff, as long as the horse is a subject of the piece you're making, you can be involved with that as well. So there's lots of opportunities for youth to really get involved with the horse project all around.
Are there opportunities for youth to advance to further competition with their horses or even in educational contests after the state horse show?
There sure are. At the state show at the end of June this year, we will select 70 horses that will represent Mississippi at the 2019 Southern Regional 4-H Horse Championships in Perry, Georgia. This is the only regional 4-H horse show in the country, so for the owners of those 70 horses, it's quite an achievement to be able to represent Mississippi to compete there. We can also send our top 2 senior educational contest teams in the 6 core contests that I described a bit earlier to the regional show for competition. And then the senior winning team or individual of those 6 contests will represent Mississippi in the 2020 Western National 4-H Roundup in Denver, Colorado. So there's great opportunities to represent Mississippi at a regional and a national level.
Okay, so where can someone go to learn more about the 4-H horse program?
The best place to go is extension.msstate.edu. And then go to the 4-H link, and from there you'll follow the link to 4-H Livestock Program and then Youth Livestock. And under Related Materials, you can find all sorts of information about the 4-H Horse Program.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.